So let's take the next step in terms of sort of the new biology of lung cancer and talk a little bit about the FLEX study that was presented at ASCO looking at chemotherapy and cetuximab. Can you summarize what they looked at and what they found?
So in the FLEX study, patients were randomized to receive either cisplatin vinorelbine or cisplatin vinorelbine with cetuximab. Patients received cetuximab on a weekly basis, and after 6 cycles of chemotherapy, those patients who were on cetuximab continued cetuximab as a maintenance therapy, really in an analogous trial used to identify bevacizumab as an effective therapy in non-small cell lung cancer. And what the data shows is that there is an improvement in overall survival without a marked difference in progression-free survival for patients treated with cetuximab. The improvement in overall survival is on the order of 1 month. And I think that at ASCO, we saw a number of pieces of data about subset analyses looking at Asian patients, non-Asian patients, squamous cell carcinomas, adenocarcinomas. And I think that that really gets to our usage of these drugs because in patients with squamous cell tumors, we're not able to use bevacizumab in a safe fashion. And you know, when they looked at the subset analysis in FLEX, they noted that cetuximab was equally efficacious in squamous cell tumors as in adenocarcinomas, and as such, it would be a reasonable choice for those patients.
Now, this study also had as an entry criteria IHC positivity, quote, end quote. Can you talk about that?
So in order to include patients in this trial, they had to have evidence of essentially one cell that was immunohistochemistry positive for epidermal growth factor receptor. So extraordinarily low bar for patients to go onto this trial. And I think that, you know, in our experience with cetuximab in colorectal cancer, we've really learned that EGFR staining is not an important factor for predicting which patients are going to benefit from cetuximab in colorectal cancer. And I think it's unlikely to be a real predictor for patients with lung cancer as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because Tom Lynch, who did the discussion of the FLEX trial at ASCO, was saying that he had received a call from your colleague, Len Saltz, who really went through that whole thing with the IHC and cetuximab. And we actually interviewed him as the data was coming out. And he was just, I guess, relating his experience and, I guess, caution about that whole thing.
Right, absolutely. I think that it's clear to me that cetuximab does not require EGFR IHC positive tumors to work.